Training Test 1, Listening Part 3. Vocabulary Exercise 2. Complete the flowchart, the history of antibiotics in Exercise 1, by choosing from options A to I.
So I think it was in 1928, wasn't it, that Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin. And whereas before, if people had a cut that went septic, say on their hand, or a sore throat, they knew it could potentially kill them. Penicillin changed all that. You could recover really quickly if you were treated with penicillin, so people weren't so frightened anymore.
And then chloramphenicol was discovered after penicillin, and these antibiotics were so successful that pharmaceutical companies really began to take notice. They thought that if they could go out and find new antibiotics, the financial gain would be enormous. And so...
And because of that, the companies hired hundreds of people and sent them out to places like jungles and mountains. And their job was to collect specimens from the soil. Specimens that would hopefully contain the kind of microorganisms that could help the companies create new antibiotics.
And so, because it was so expensive and so time-consuming, and they hadn't really achieved anything, manufacturers in the US and in Europe gave up on that approach. And instead, they decided to make artificial kinds of antibiotic. Try and reproduce them in the laboratory, I mean.
And since the 1970s, almost no new antibiotics have been made. And that's why doctors and surgeons are just prescribing the same ones again and again, even if they know they aren't really going to work.
And according to the research I read, there's about 700,000 people a year now who, well, when they get sick, and it could be a small thing or a major illness, they don't get better when they're given antibiotics. And this kind of drug resistance is becoming more common.